of the regular board meeting of the Idaho Wild Water District at 6:04. We'll have roll call.
Dr. Shelley?
Here.
Peter Slavati?
Here.
Les Jin?
Here.
Steve Kunkel?
Here.
Dave Hunt has an excused absence.
All right. Public comments. Are there any public comments?
No.
Excellent. Thank you.
That was a public comment.
We'll move right into the consent calendar then. Mr. Kunkel, any comments on the consent calendar?
I don't have anything at the moment.
Okay, Mr. Jin?
No, I'm fine.
Mr. Zabadi?
No.
Okay, great. If that's the case, we'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar items A through C.
Motion to approve items A through C.
Oh, wait a second. Are there any public comments on the consent calendar?
No.
Excellent.
Nice.
Then we'll entertain that motion for Mr. Zabadi. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0. We'll go to item, it's not really an item, but under 1C is the general manager's report.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President and Board. You have that in your packet. I had a few little outings. If you'd like any explanation on any of them, I'd be happy to. However, let's cross that last one off the list.
Which is it?
Had a tour of Idaho Wild Arts. That was scheduled for today. It's been rescheduled until tomorrow, Friday. So that will be probably the first item on my next month.
Okay. If there's no questions on the manager's report, we'll accept that.
Well, I presume part of the management's report is hiring the consultant. What's the status of that?
Oh, that has gone very well so far. We have agreed on terms, sent a packet over to district council for a little contract type language. As soon as that is back in our hands, we'll get him to sign, I'll sign, and then we'll begin. Had a face-to-face with some of the parameters, the jobs that I'm going to ask him to assist me with, and he seemed to be very confident that we could attack it.
And this is some comment to the general counsel too. What I wanted to make sure that this will be on an assignment basis, and it's not, wouldn't be hours open as much as we want, so you would have some kind of control over. I guess he's going to do a lot of the work from his home.
Correct.
So it will be something that you had a chance to approve timely. Yep. If you think it's excessive, you have an opportunity to reduce it or stop it or adjust it.
I believe that as we discuss the assignment, I will probably try to get an estimate on his behalf on how much time he thinks it would take.
Right.
So, you know, the final billable hours may not quite match the estimate,
yeah,
but it should be.
But it's something within. Uh-huh. So what I expect that you will be giving certain assignments. I think there's a general assignment of getting to know the ins and outs of the mechanics of this outfit and where the records are. Yep. I presume he's going to spend some time here and showing you around.
It won't all be from home. No, you're right.
Yeah.
He'll be here.
I would also like to have some control over what he's going to charge from driving from where he's coming from to here. How is that going to be handled separately as opposed to the regular rate, or at least a discussion of that?
I just caution you on saying that you would like to have control over that. That's pretty much under the general manager's venue. Yeah. It's well
no,
within
no,
his
no,
rights.
No. I'm not talking about control. I'm talking about the contract they're going to write for.
Oh, okay.
For him, that's going to control it. Not
oh,
me.
Okay. All right. Okay.
No, I'm not going to get involved in any details.
Excellent.
Good.
I think we can establish.
Now, I'll leave the details to you.
Okay.
I'm just saying, those are some of the concerns I have.
Yeah.
And they should be reflected in the contract appropriately.
Okay. Yes. Absolutely.
Let me just say, who is Peter Kuczynski?
He's the representative from the AQUA JPIA. He's the loss prevention control
expert. Oh, this
expert.
Is your reported that he was out here checking when everything.
Yeah, he gave me a lot of literature on what JPIE can do and some of the things that we might be able to exploit a little bit farther than we have been. Mm-hmm. So it was a very productive meeting, so much so that he wanted to do some field visits and he just ran out of time. So he may come back one or more time.
This one about AMI radio read meter, is this the same outfit that the previous general manager was involved
yes.
with and we had some issues about it?
Yes, and I'm not fully aware of what the issues were. I'd like to at some point learn a little bit more about that. I've also made friendly reach outs to other companies so that in the event, if the board wants to entertain looking at a pilot program maybe in the future, we can get 2-3 bids and do some cost comparisons.
Right. I don't want to go over the issues, but I could summarize it. One of them, the prior project, in fact, was quite large.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like we got the old equipment before the board actually authorized it.
Seems that to was me, the issue. Yes.
And there was some question about how useful it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't make any decisions, but how useful the benefit would be compared to the cost.
Okay.
No other questions.
Thank you.
Yeah, if we could just avoid any Peters with weird-sounding last names, that would be great, because that one was really... Sorry. Couldn't make that one.
Crack me up.
We'll move on to item number two. Item number two is Collection Policy for Delinquent Accounts, SB 998. Regarding SB 998, the new legislation requires the Water District to have a written policy on discontinuation of residential services for non-payment. It also may not discontinue services for non-payment unless the account is late for over 60 days, and outlines several circumstances in which water services cannot be shut off for non-payment. Recommendation is to approve the ordinance attached as it complies with SB 998 as presented. Mr. Kunkel, any comments?
Who came up with the wording? Did you go over it?
There was before the prior meeting, Hosni had sent over a draft and then I sent back red lines, and then after the last meeting I made further edits to add some discretion for the board, and I think there are a few other minor changes.
Yeah, it's happening, it's complied. But this ordinance, Christina created.
So yeah, it complies with what they wanted, but you tailored it to what Peter, I think, wanted, or what we wanted here.
Yeah, I think that you wanted a shorter appeal process, or a more simple appeal process. So we did that, and then added more discretion. But otherwise, most of the terminology comes right out of SB 998, water providers are required.
And you don't have the right to change anything that much to move on, but it's coming from the state. So the state doesn't give any forgiveness, it gives you only extended of time to be.
That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Jin?
I'm okay.
Mr. Zavadi?
So, Christina, you made a change in the appeal process, it's not going to the board?
Right, we don't know how many people are going to avail themselves of this yet. If this is a disadvantaged community, which I understand it is, in case there is, we didn't want to bog down the board with routine appeals. However, it does provide the board discretion to
override, generally.
To basically provide other relief, provided it does not violate SB 998.
Okay.
So,
that's good.
So in practical terms, the board does have the ability to grant.
But there's no procedure that you go to a general manager and then you appeal to the board, which I want to get rid of.
Yeah, it's basically you go to the CFO or his designee, and then the general manager.
Okay. The other thing that I had a question about, this seems to limit the payout to 12-month period. Do we want that? Is there a particular reason for that? Hosni?
This, because they, here's the problem here, they said if they are behind for 60 days.
No, no, that's not it.
I know what you're talking about, like to divide the payment for 12 months.
It seems to me that the payout must be done in 12 months. Why do we have such artificial limitation?
For collection.
Why not in appropriate circumstances, it would be 24 months or whatever? Why
is... There is a provision stating that it's supposed to be 12 months unless the district finds extraordinary circumstances. Let me try and find the language if I can pull it up.
So if
it could be more, but can't be less. That's what you're saying.
It could be anything. MSP 998 is the language for 12 months.
I understand.
See, there's. There's an email that I sent about it, so I'm trying to find. For some reason, I'm not searched that well through my phone, but.
But even as stated, the board, if they wanted to appeal to the board, they still could get a different time frame.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think that takes care of it. That's fine.
Yeah, I think that the language stating that the board has discretion to fashion another remedy as long as it doesn't violate SB 998.
Right.
I think it will allow you to extend it under unusual circumstances if you make a finding.
That's fine.
Okay. Any public comments? Steve?
I have to jump in here before Carla and Congress does, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
I want to backtrack, if I can, on this thing about the consultant that I don't know anything about.
Okay.
Is that somebody who is local, or are they... Is it somebody that's local that is...
No, we brought in somebody with outside experience. From other districts, he's got a lot of experience, and he's going to come in just for isolated tasks, and we think that he can accomplish those very efficiently.
He does know a lot about our district.
And will he be contacting past general managers or trying to get their opinion on that?
I don't think he'll need to do that, because he's just going to be looking at specific tasks and getting those done.
Okay.
Excellent. All right, if there's no other comments on item number two, we'll entertain a motion.
Enter a motion to approve the ordinance adopting the new policy regarding forgiveness.
It's the collection policy.
To be started and implemented by February 1st, 2012.
Right.
Excellent.
I'm making that motion.
Great. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. We have first and second. No further discussion. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0. Item number three is the forgiveness policy portion of SB 998. Regarding SB 998, the new legislation requires the Water District to have a written policy on discontinuation of residential services for non-payment. It also may not discontinue services for non-payment unless the account is late for over 60 days. And outlined several circumstances in which water services cannot be shut off for non-payment. IWD created a collection policy with which to be apart from water regulation. However, the policy we have does not allow for a lot of forgiveness. Amy has written a memo that has given background, current explanation of the forgiveness plan. There have been several high bills with no explanation. Recommendation to approve the revised policy renamed Reduction of Billings Forgiveness Policy.
I'm afraid my package doesn't contain Amy's recommendation.
That was in last month. We tabled it. I can get it for you.
Could you?
Sure. Can I buy one?
That's what we're trying to adopt, right? Or consider it.
Well, since then, it's been revised quite
quite a bit. What are we addressing now? Is the one that's attached?
Yes, the one that's attached.
So it's now, this is the policy?
Yes.
Okay,
so this is the policy we're asking.
Let me
to
just look at it.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Mr. Kunkel, any comments?
This has had input by district council.
We have the current policy here, we approved last year, 19, on January, March here. So the board, I think the current board went over this here, what we agreed on. The policy we have is water leak forgiveness policy, not reduction of billing forgiveness policy. So this was formulated, I think, just to be nice to the customers, just in case they had something weird going on with the break early, that we could forgive so much of it here. I think our, our budget here, when we did the rates, was based on part of this here too. I think if we do change this here, that could change the revenue here coming in. I just want to say, I think we were pretty nice to do this for the customers. I don't think the other water districts do this. I don't think Edison does it if something weird happens. If I have a propane leak on my property, they don't forget it either. So I think this is just, I think I'm pretty happy with what we have here.
The existing policy.
Yeah, I think the new one here, it's pretty, complicated, and people, I think it could run into where the revenue, we could lose a bit of revenue here if we would do this to it. So I think we're still being fair here, and I know hopefully I don't have a leak that I would, with the current policy, that I'd have to pay for it. But I think as a business here, we have certain things, obligations to meet. And so I'm happy with the current forgiveness policy here that we have.
Mr. Jin, any comments?
What's the difference between what we have currently and this new policy? Kind of bullet point where the
current policy will not forgive anything less than is it
2,000?
Yeah, 2,000 cubic feet, which the price of water equates out to about $170 for water consumption. And there are customers here in the district that don't use $170 worth of water anytime during the year. And so the new policy would allow GM, I'm certain I would ask for some buy-in from the administrative assistant and billing clerks, to look at past usage and try to determine if we're dealing with one of these people who are very, very frugal with their water use, or somebody who's not.
Okay.
And then the policy allows under $5,000 GM to make the decision based on his findings. Over $5,000, it would require a majority vote from the board. I think that's dollars.
Okay.
Yes, $5,000.
That's all I have.
Mr. Zavadi?
So, this is part of my work, and I'm not sure I'm satisfied with this. We went from a very controlled situation, where your discretion was zilch, to a condition where you have total discretion, and you don't have any criteria whatsoever. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So what I would be happier with is have some criteria and give you discretion. So do you have any thoughts what criteria you could live with?
Yeah, average past use.
Yeah.
That would be the first thing that I would examine.
Should there be like a dollar amount like we had before, as opposed to an average use? So it's, if the use exceeds, 300% of the usual, or what? No, that's my problem, and I guess if we're going to not adopt this one, but adopt a new policy, we need some criteria. I think it puts too much pressure on you to be a total discretion.
Yeah.
And it's going to be questioning you, I mean, you're favoring this guy or not favoring that guy?
That was a concern of mine also.
I think you have to have some criteria.
If I am very lenient with one customer, but not so with another one.
See, I think we all recognize there's a lot of poor people here and people who are getting problems without their control, and we should provide a better forgiveness policy that gives you more discretion on your part. At the same time, you should have some criteria to apply. And based on that, I certainly wouldn't vote for this new policy. But I would ask to come back and give some criteria if you think it's appropriate. But again, I would like to give a great deal of discretion to you.
Thank you.
But within a limit. Okay.
Move to table.
Move to table.
Okay, is there a second?
And a second.
All right. I move to table, Peter seconded. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, table. Any public comment before we put it to bed? Yes.
It has to be realized at this time how many Airbnbs are out there. If we would go 300% or whatever from past usage, an awful lot of the people that do Airbnb, they don't come to an area and go, oh yeah, I gotta turn off the water and all that. Or have any idea that they're in an area that has potential of freezing and pipes busting and huge water supply. Think about that part of it. Because we haven't been in this situation, I mean, only a few years now, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, where there are people that are coming off the mountain and using our water and thinking that they're down in a city where they don't have problems.
All right. Thank you very much for that comment. Any others? No? We'll move on to item number 4. There's a vacancy in field operations, super maintenance technician 2, and wastewater pay rate 984 through 3187. GM wishes to post the opening, hold interviews, and hire the most qualified applicant. Recommendation is to authorize the GM to fill this vacancy.
Yes.
All right. Mr. Kunkel?
Do we want to have Mitch here expound on that or anything? Or?
I could.
Go ahead.
I've currently witnessed in field operations when somebody's on vacation and out of town and somebody else is just not available. An after-hours emergency where it's just hard to put together a team of people who can come fix the problem. Doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's a problem. There is a current spot in our current org chart that is not filled right now. Thought it would be a good idea to fill it. In case we have more of a problem that has haunted us in the past where people get trained up, certified, right, and then move on to EMWD or Rancho, mm-hmm. We've got some people on the bench that can move into.
Mr. Kunkel, any other questions?
Yeah. I still want to go back with when the board or when Jack put in that position for two people at the sewer plant here. Being down there for 25 years plus, just seeing what the load was down there, I could see two full people, and then we do have Fritz down there right now. What was adequate then, I don't think it's changed too much, is having 1.5 persons, which I think is being met with the staff right now. There's stuff going on with district right now, and hiring personnel, I would probably want to wait a little while. We have one person that's out on the water end that I would wait to see if he's coming back or not before, and then maybe we'd be hiring on that end there.
I did receive a phone call that he is coming back.
And it's the 27th.
From tomorrow.
I don't know if we have at the moment here money in the budget for an extra person here on the sewer end. Pausing, I could probably answer that with the revenue we have.
Actually, with the consulting and the general manager, and Joe returning back to work, So we consider back again to the normal situation with the budget, within the budget. So this wasn't budget, although it's vacant budget position, but wasn't budget amount for hiring. And right now for the general manager, we took the amount and we gave it to the consulting right now.
So are you saying we have money in the budget
No, we don't have like fund for this position. It is already in the organization chart when we put the budget approval, but we never funded this position.
But it was in the budget?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And that's all.
Okay, Mr. Jen?
So we're taking that 8,000 or whatever we said from this position into your consultant? Is that what we're getting at?
From the field, like one of them, like the acting general manager or the field supervisor.
Yeah.
So we cover it for the consulting right now.
Okay.
But we never budget for
soon. We never budget for this soon.
Yes.
We just have to.
Right now would be, if Joe back again, as Steve said, if Joe back again, would be even as budgeting exactly.
Okay. Good to know.
Mr. Javadi?
Well, I'm listening to Mr. Kunkel, who has a lot of experience on this, but I think I would decide in favor of the general manager, who knows what's going on, and if he feels there's a need for this additional personnel, I certainly would agree to it.
My only comment would be, I don't even think that the general manager needs to ask the board. It's a position that's vacant, it's a position that's in the org chart, it's a position that he can fill just as the general manager's authority. I think it's nice that he brought it to the board, but I don't think he had to, because I think it's already there within his purview to hire this position since it's already in the org chart, and the org chart's been approved. But that's just my personal opinion. I'll leave with that. Any other public comment? None for him. Okay. Steve?
I'd like to compliment. I was closing down one night, and you've got a guy that lives up by where my shop is.
Danny.
By Funky Bazaar. I don't know who it is.
Danny.
I think he works
Danny?
And he was standing there, and I thought, what's the guy doing that? And then I realized that he was a water guy. And another guy came along and got it, and I know that they were on the job. And that was late at night one time, and I thought, I'd love to be on the other side to say thank you to whoever rescued the. I mean, there wasn't anything at all. He just jumped in the truck and they were off and did their stuff. I didn't know the guys came out like that in the middle of the night. So, anyway, thank you.
All right. I'll entertain a motion.
Well, I entertain a motion to table him since it's not necessary for us to take the vote, as you said.
Right.
He already has the authority to do it, right?
Motion to table.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? 4-0. Table.
Are you tabling or just?
Well, he has the authority. He has the authority to do it. It's unnecessary for us to vote.
Well, you don't have to table it. You can do it.
Well, we don't want to vote on something that is within his authority.
Yeah. Number five. Final review for additional cost repairs for the sewer breakage. Upon GM's recommendation, the contractor installed a Y in the main during its repair. Additional $750 was charged. Recommendation authorized GM to approve payment of $20,210. Any further information?
Yes, thank you again. This goes back to that breakage over there where Southern California Edison planted a pole on our sewer main. I contacted two contractors and you were able to see the bids because I needed to get your authorization since it's over my amount. You authorized the one amount, which was an estimate. In all that, I explained to the contractor that I knew there was a Y in there for future connection somewhere. It showed it on the map, but I couldn't see under the ground and couldn't see with cameras where it was, and I was worried that that pole had taken it out also. So he put a tentative $750 for this Y. Again, on the job, the day of the repair, we could not find that Y, so I just, on my authority, said, let's go ahead and put in a new Y. They did. And on the final bill, it shows that $750, so it's $750 more than what you authorized me in the beginning to spend. I want to dot the i's across my t's and make sure that you all are fully aware of what happened and why that cost is different than what I originally asked for. Long story short, there's now two y's in the line. We found it after we were able to put the camera in after the repair was made. So, my bad on that one, but it was a hunch and I was worried about it, so we did it.
Good. All right. Mr. Cutler?
No, good. Thanks for taking care of that, Mitch.
Mr. Jim?
That was a challenge. That was a fun challenge.
So the two wide were set, if everything is good?
They are all good, yes.
Okay.
Mr. Body?
Did we ever get a bill from Edison?
No. At this point, no. I wouldn't probably rest easy until one full month has gone by, and I think we have about 10 more days maybe on that.
Just a technical point. Again, appreciate you bringing this to our attention. I know your authority is limited over a certain amount, but is that required for us to move again if there's any variation?
Yes, okay. He's right. If it's $1 more, you can come and tell me. I said I authorized you $5,000.
That's fine.
And you spend $5,000.
No, it's right. Well, work well done. Thank you.
Thank you for doing it. Any public comment? Question?
No.
Sure. Okay, all right.
I'm covered. Motion to approve contract.
Okay. Second. First and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0. Item number 6, water and sewer capacity. A long-term request to analyze water and sewer capacity at IWD. GM encourages discussion, including possible contract and outside engineering firm perform a study. Recommendation: authorize GM to put out RFP on this matter. I'm the one that wanted this on the agenda. This is my item, so I'll go over it if that's okay. I'd like us to just have at first a soft number and then get harder and harder on that number of what is our capacity. And I think it can be started, like I said, with before we have even a study. We have right now, how many water connections?
Currently there are 1675 active water connections.
Okay.
16 future approved water connections.
Okay.
For a total of what would be 1691.
All right. And how many sewer connections do we have?
559 in service, 3 approved for future, for a total of 562.
Okay. So, for example, I know that the current board doesn't wish to annex any more sewer parcels. And I know that we have an aging water treatment plant. And so right now, I think it would behoove the board to kind of put a maximum on sewer connections at 662. And as far as water connections, we have 1691, but I think there's several other properties within the district that have been paying dues and fees for years and years.
Standby fee. Which is 500 vacant land.
Yeah, we'll let them in.
Yeah, so 500 have been paying fees for a long time. So if you add 500 to the number, we get
20,500.
21.
Almost 22.
500 would be 2,200 almost.
Yeah, so 2,200. So, and that would be the other number that I would theoretically talk about is capping our maximum at 2,200. So that way we just have an idea of what we're building for. When we rebuild our sewer system, we'd want to make sure that we have capacity more than enough to handle the 662. And once we have capacity, then we could consider adding to that 662, but at the present time, I don't think the present board should add to that 662 with an aging sewer system and it at capacity to what it can handle, from what I understand. And as far as the 2200, I think that's, once again, something that we should make sure that we build the infrastructure to support, and probably not go over that until we see a time when we really could go over that comfortably. So this item is just on here for discussion, it's not on here for a vote, but that is my comment. We'll take other comments now. Mr. Kunkel?
I'm okay at the moment.
Good. Mr. Jim?
So you're saying that we hold the maximum capacity for sewer at 562 currently?
662.
562.
But he had...
662, because we have 559, and there's three that have been approved.
Okay.
And there are 100.
And then you had 100.
Standby.
Standby, yes, standby.
You catch that.
On sewer, I'm sorry.
Sewer?
I don't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
So 100 standby on sewer?
So that's 662?
662, this is why I was wondering how come you catch this number without knowing. There are standby.
They're standby, so we can add that back in, so it's 662 is gonna be our maximum...
Right.
Capacity, okay.
Right.
And then on the water side, it's 2200, max capacity, the way it sits right now.
Right, and so we'd wanna set a cap. We don't wanna approve any more than that. Once again, it's just discussion at this point.
Yeah.
Mr. Zabadi?
Well, there's a number of issues here. First of all, what's your understanding, if somebody paying standby fees on these lots, does that mean we have to have an obligation to provide water? No.
If you open the well circulator, he has the right. When we freeze the well circulator, some people already has vacant land and came, but in the time we freeze the...
So based on our availability of water, we could freeze some of those things.
Yes, yes.
So there's a difference between having a standby fee and a CERB letter, right?
Yes, the standby fee guarantee for them, they have a service. When the board don't take a decision, we are in drought condition.
Right. Okay, the other point is, when you're doing the study, we're missing March, but March always pointed out, a lot of these lots, which are vacant, are not buildable lots.
Yes.
And they will never be subject to that, so that's another consideration.
They're paying.
Yeah, they're paying, but in fact, they'll never be built to begin with. So again, that has to do with our capacity. And then, as part of the study, I know we're considering hiring a hydrologist for different reasons. Maybe they can look into that, and that was just my comment.
All right, any comment from the manager?
Well, one of the comments that I can make is that there was a recent clean and video survey of our wastewater collection system. INI, the infiltration and intrusion of water from the outside into the sewer main, seems to be very high.
Very high.
There's relatively new technology that can patch some of that. It would be probably a great experiment, if you will, trial effort to maybe budget a few bucks to have a few of the worst spots looked at, see if we could begin to reduce that INI, which is also going to reduce inflow into the wastewater treatment plant that's so close to capacity, or I believe, so close to capacity.
So it'll decrease the threshold of reaching that capacity?
Yes. So I know budget season's around the corner, we'll probably throw something like that in there and see if you'll be about to get some approval.
So the capacity of our sewer system is not only what waste is being put in there, but how much flow there is, right?
Uh-huh.
And how much flow is this, what we put into it, and what seeps into it, because there are holes.
The flow changes drastically when we're into a rainy storm season.
I see. That was one of my problems in the previous situation. We spent all this money getting the video of that.
Yeah.
Has that been studied at all to determine there are these areas where there's greater inflow as opposed to other areas?
Yeah, it's been studied and mapped to the point now where if we wanted to go back later and address those issues, it would be easy. We'd call a contractor, go to that certain manhole, they go up 65 feet and put in their little expanding stent, basically.
So they put a stent in?
Yeah.
A tube within a tube,
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff.
And then run the video camera in afterwards to see if it was successful.
And that's a usual solution for inflow? That kind
it's fairly new. I heard about it a couple of years back.
I think it's worth a try. It sounds to me like an easy fix, pretty inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. It would be an interesting experiment.
Yes.
Okay. All right, any public comment?
Is the inflow from natural causes, or is it maybe septic tanks that are leaking?
No, it's just groundwater.
It's groundwater?
Yes.
Okay, so it's natural.
We notice it during the stormy, rainy type
makes
weather,
sense.
Yes.
Makes sense. But septics, you don't think that that's bad septic tanks or leach lines or something coming into us?
Okay. All right. If there's no further discussion, we'll take a 5-minute recess and go into closed session after that. I don't think that we're going to come out of closed session with anything that's significant.
Let's get a group photo.
A group photo.
How do you want to be in a photo?
Are you fine?
Can we get a good photo?